Congresswoman Mary Peltola's husband was flying a plane filled with more than 500 pounds of moose meat and antlers at the time of his fatal crash. That's according to a preliminary report released last month by the National Transportation Safety Board. Eugene Peltola Jr., who went by Buzzy, died after the Piper Super Cub crashed on September 12th near St. Mary's in western Alaska. The report provides new details about what happened before the crash and Peltola's death as he waited for rescue. But NTSB Alaska Chief Clint Johnson says the report does not include a cause for the crash. Investigators are still looking at multiple factors, including how the plane was loaded.
But right now, we're still looking and trying to find the maintenance records for this aircraft. We're in the process of doing that, working with family. So we don't really know whether there was a loading issue or not.
According to the report, Peltola was flying a second load of moose meat that evening from a remote hunting site to the village of Holy Cross. A party of hunters told the NTSB that they spent an hour loading 520 pounds of meat into the Piper Super Cub. Peltola then strapped a set of antlers to the plane's right side. The hunters and Peltola also discussed wind gusts above the airstrip just before he departed. A video of the takeoff at about 8:45 p.m. shows the plane veering right and leveling off, clearing a ridgeline before it crashed. The report says the hunters pulled Peltola from the crashed plane and sent a satellite signal for help. Peltola was initially talking and didn't feel pain, they told investigators, but he became less responsive and had no pulse about 2 hours later. An Alaska Air National Guard rescue team was sent from Anchorage, but had to refuel in McGrath. Rescuers didn't reach the site until about 1:50 a.m. the next morning. The report says NTSB investigators didn't find any immediate signs of engine failure. The next step, according to Johnson, is a closer look at the wrecked plane, which is no longer at the airstrip.
The wreckage itself has now been removed and brought back to Anchorage, and we plan to revisit that wreckage again to begin the analytical part of the investigation.
Johnson says NTSB meteorologists are planning to model weather conditions at the airstrip to estimate the strength of the wind gusts during the plane's takeoff. The results of an autopsy conducted on Peltola are also pending.